FYI. Not sure why it's not on my bar.
No worries. It's done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So today's agenda will include, from our IT support, Brad today is going to go over the technical details of our ABC and the registration information. And from our delegate training subcommittee, we will go over the protocol for today's participation, general ACWSO information, go through ABC information and important dates for delegates, and we will finish up and wrap up with questions and answers. So Brad, you can take it away. Thank you.
Brad, you're muted.
Sorry. Even IT people can't always handle the tech. So can everybody see the screen?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is the ACA worldconvention.org website. Okay. So if you just scroll on down to the registration, it's the one that says registration for ABC delegate. There's also some sort of large cat having an animal meeting. If you click register, it's going to bring up the form. Just go through and answer the questions and hit submit. Any questions on that? Great. One of the things that we want everybody to do this year is update their Zoom client to 5.5. Okay, if you just go to Zoom download on Google, and I guess I could share the screen one more time. I just show you how simple it is. Zoom. If I type in Zoom client download, it's the first one. And I can, it'll, probably the first one will be the right one for you. If you have a PC or a Mac, it will know, do that. The reason why we're having everybody update the 5.5 is in the older versions, it would not, the yes and no would disappear after 10 seconds. So I've updated my version. Okay, and you see my yes does not disappear. So if we have any yes or no voting at there, well, you'll that and they just toggle off, just the same way you can't with the raise hand. There's also going to be polling at the ABC. What's going to happen is we don't have any polls set up for this, but in the middle of your screen there will be a box, just like a Windows box or a Mac box. It'll have a question, and then it'll probably have three answers, where it'll be the ballot item. There'll be for, against, or abstain. It is just like a form. You just click the button, and so forth, and the person will be able to see the results of the percentage of people, and then the ABC leader will be able to share the results with the whole group. Okay. Anything I missed, Cheryl or Mary Jo? Don't hesitate to. Oh, Suzette has a question.
And Julianne.
Oh, sorry. It was stand up first. Yeah. Yep. Sorry, Julianne. Go ahead.
Question. I missed what version we need to update to.
It's a 5.5.
Then I have a question.
Okay.
I'm on an iMac and I use the app. And yes. My app is version 5.47 and I don't see an option to update.
Yeah. So what you want to do is go to that screen I showed you. If you go to Zoom client download, three words in Google.
Okay, so that's not just for the web app, that's for the standalone application.
Correct.
Also. Okay,
correct.
Thank you.
That's for the standalone application as well.
Okay, thank you.
Suzette?
Yes, I have Zoom on my laptop,
how can I find out what version I already have to see if I need to update?
Okay. So for example, I'll go ahead and share my screen. Let's see. Hold on a second. Let me see before. Seriously, a second. Okay, 1 second. Give me a second here. Trying to be quick.
You're fine, hon.
Let's see. This one does not have the option to share this Zoom does not have the option to share it. Okay, so I'm just going to have to describe it because it's not giving me the option to share my whole screen. When you launch Zoom, people may have noticed that there is a white box that remains that says Zoom on their computer if you're using a Mac or a PC. If you look at the bottom of that white box, it'll say version number. If you don't want to mess with that, you can't go wrong by going to the Zoom client download site and getting a new version. It'll just update you to the latest. We just don't want your yes and no to disappear because, you know, there's a lot of people to count. So, and we want it to be all that. Any other questions? Anything I missed, Cheryl or Mary Jo? Okay, well, thanks for allowing me to participate.
Brad, I have my hand up.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were, okay. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask you, and I think I know the answer. If you already have 5.5 and don't know if you do or not, it doesn't matter because if you try to update, then it's not going to bother anything. It's not going to do anything.
Right. There is no negative from updating. You will not lose any functionality. So if in doubt, update your client. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Brad. That's very helpful. I just wanted to remind everybody, if you will be moving around, please turn off your video. It would be helpful. And please use your virtual raise hand, just because I'm monitoring the participants and not the video at this time. Moving along onto our participation protocol at the ABC, the levels of access, host, co-host versus participants. So on the virtual at the virtual ABC, we will have co-hosts, hosts, and participants. For many of us who have done many Zoom meetings over the past year, last year, you know, it was a new thing, but everyone will know that the co-host and host will have access to things that the participants will not have access to. And that's just to help facilitate what's going on in the ABC and that sort of thing. The participants will be involved in polling, ideally using the virtual raised hand, reactions at our ABC. It's a little different than last year. They're found in the bar, on the bar of your Zoom and or in the more for some people, depending if you're on a phone, in the more section under reactions. You'll be mostly using your yes, no, and your raised hand function. Your video will be optional at the ABC. At this time, you know, it will be possibly streamed. So we're just sorting out details. And so please have consideration if you have your video on at the ABC and you're not, and you will be moving around or doing something. It is a long 2 days on Zoom. There will be breaks, but please be mindful to have your video off as it may be distracting to some people and so forth. And for recording purposes and that sort of thing, it's all recorded at this point. So please be aware of that if you were not. There's not much else on that side of the participation protocol with Zoom. If there are any questions around that, I'll welcome them at this point. Oh, questions? Okay. That's clear. Perfect. Moving along.
This is Renee, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. The agenda, is that on Slate? Where can we find the agenda?
The agenda will be available in April, closer to the ABC. Yeah. You will find that.
Okay.
It'll be on our convention webpage. We'll post a notice when that becomes available, but it probably will be within a week or two of the ABC. At that time, they'll finalize
the agenda. Now, when you say you'll post a notice, I have to say this is all rather confusing. Where will you post the notice? On Slate or on the webpage?
Okay, so right now, delegate training uses four ways to communicate with delegates so we can accommodate everybody's needs. So an email will go out, a couple more emails will go out. So your Gmail, we have a Gmail account. Mm-hmm. So we do email. We also have our Slack channel, 2021 ABC delegate information. And then the website, the ABC World Convention website. And we have all those resources later in the presentation. But if you have a preferred way of communicating, please let us know, because I can help facilitate that with certain delegates. Some people do not want to be on Slack. It's not mandatory. Some people prefer email. Some people prefer Slack and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So
great.
Please let us know. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Renee. Renee.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Okay. All right, Carol, I think you've got the floor. We're moving
Thank
along
you.
Well.
Okay, so some of you wonder what this is doing up there upside down. That's the way it is. Ninth tradition says ACA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Well, our first service board, believe it or not, is our meeting. Then when the need arises, intergroups form, and the same with regions. And from those service organizations come our delegates. And that is why each organization has one delegate, so that we don't have thousands and thousands of people, hopefully, if it were that way, go to the ABC. We wouldn't be able to do it. As I said, the delegates come from those service groups, and they are the ones who tell our other service group, WSO, what we want for ACA, and we want what we want sometimes for them to do or not do. They are responsible for literature, for publishing, for editing and approving, but we have, we also have a way to tell them whether or not we approve of what they're doing, and that is the ABC. So I think that's it for that slide. I'm going to go to the next one. Oh yeah. So the role of the ABC delegate is to represent their group, whatever it was that voted them to come to the ABC. And we represent their decisions, their the consciousness of the group by going and voting to the best of our ability. And things change at the ABC, so it's not always what specifically the group decided that they wanted to do. If things look different, it's up to the delegate to decide what to do about that. And there's a question for some people who aren't delegates yet, is how to become a delegate to the ABC. I think that first of all, your group decides who's going. And if you volunteer to do that and they approve you, then you register and follow. What in the heck was that noise? You follow what is in our handbook. And that's our next thing here. It's sort of a blueprint of what you will be doing, what you are expected to do. And it's a lot of reading sometimes, but it's necessary to be prepared. So do the reading beforehand. Don't try to do it after the ABC starts, which is pretty much how it used to be sometimes. And I think that's it on that slide. And we're going to go to, I think, Mary Jo.
Carol, this is Marie A again from Massachusetts. I'm sorry to keep asking questions.
That's why we're here.
Great. The delegate handbook, that's going to be on these four different possible platforms. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Will we find that?
I can speak to that, Carol, at this time. We just published it a couple days ago, so we posted it in the Slack channel, and we have posted it on the Delegate Training Subcommittee service website. That's the blue-colored website where all the committees are. We can do an email to all the registered delegates that we do currently have within about a week from now, just to communicate that. Right now, we don't have many delegates registered, so we do our best not to bombard with emails.
And I'm curious, I can look it up right now, but I'm curious how long it is. I'm away from my computer and my printer.
I can hold that up and share that afterwards.
That'd be great.
How about we do that afterwards? Yeah.
Okay.
And,
thank you. Great.
Share that with you, Rini.
And,
everyone. Sorry, I mean.
And Rini, just
yes.
So you know, if you don't remember where it is on the blue website, you can always go to acaworldconvention.org. And right there, there's a big thing that says delegate training info. Click that, and that'll take you to the right page so you don't have to know where it is on the blue website.
That'd be really helpful. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And everyone, please don't feel hesitant about asking questions. This is the best place to ask them. We're all here together learning. It's fun. You know, the ABC, I find it a great experience. And if we can do anything to ease everybody's minds as much as possible prior to the ABC, that's what our goal is today. All right. There you go, Carol.
Yeah. Yeah. So was that me supposed to do this one?
Yes.
Oh, darn. Oh, well. Okay. What's on this page is, something else popped up and covered my. It's out of order on my things here. Anyway, the first one is the link to the delegate handbook, and that you were also, we already heard where to go, and they will also have the 2020 ABC minutes and recordings available for everyone to listen to get an idea of how it went, how it goes, if you haven't been to one, or if you weren't to this last one since it was virtual. there's a link there to the OPPM. Excuse me. That is our operating policy and procedure manual, and that is how WSO functions. They have the ABC sections in there are the 19 and 20. I don't know my Roman numerals. And the ABC binder, it will be available in April. The binder will have all of the information that you'll be covering at the ABC. The delegate handbook is for us to understand what we're doing and what to basically to expect. And I'm working on my phone. So is that the last thing on that slide? Because I can't see the bottom.
Oh, there's one more item, the delegate training sessions and recordings, Carol.
Okay, so I'll go to the one that I have over here on my screen. this one, of course, is today. And the next one will be March 27th at 1 p.m. And these are all Eastern time. The next after that is April 3rd at 2 p.m. And the next one will be Sunday, April 11th at 1 p.m. And you're not required to go to all of them. You can go to all of them if you want to, or as many as you want. It's not, it's up to you. Okay, so we're going to important events and delegates.
Do they all cover the same information?
No.
Each one has different information.
Basically, they will cover the same information. We may make some tweaks after today, but the training sessions will.
Oh, I see what you're. I thought you meant each one. Yeah, I misunderstood.
Sorry, we have a question from Joshua.
Yes, Joshua.
Oh, sorry. It was the question that was just asked. Thank you.
Okay. Tony, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah. As far as the ABC binder goes, it wasn't mentioned that it needs to be read prior to the ABC because there's real important information in there, different reports and things. So I'm assuming that will be contained in the binder again, different committees submitting their reports. Is that correct?
Thank you for reiterating what I thought I said.
Because I know that it's so much to read. I know. I have to read. But I have to read.
Yeah. The binder is what you will be voting on. I mean, the things in the binder will be what you're voting on. So, and approving. So you do, yes, you have to do it beforehand and really get, you know, your questions answered beforehand, maybe with your group or whatever. But yeah, definitely it's important. You'll have what will be in there is, yeah, not to be read the day before even. Start reading it as soon as you can get it. Luckily, the ABC is at the end of April. So it's the last weekend, I believe, 24th and 25th or something like that. So it'll be, you'll manage. Okay.
Thank you, Carol. Are there any additional questions? I don't see any hand answers. I just wanted to let everyone know that two of our four training sessions will be posted to our Slack channel. This we will not email out. So it will only be on our closed Slack, our locked Slack channel for the 2021 ABC delegate information channel there.
Will they be able to, Cheryl, when they register, will they be given that information if they aren't already on Slack that they
yes.
need to do?
So The delegate registration form right now does ask if you are on Slack or not. If you reply no, I will be sending an invitation, and the delegate does need to accept the invitation to our Slack channel. We will not automatically add you. Yeah, because you don't have to.
And do it right away, because it does have a time limit on the invitation. If you're going to do it.
Right. And yeah, because we won't email. At this point, the decision is not to email our recordings out. That may change if the need is there.
Mm-hmm. Carol, will it also be on our webpage? I take it.
I'm thinking we did not do that last year. We kept it within Slack, but we can see what we can do this year if that's easier. Because for those who are not on Slack, that definitely may be the best way to go, is post it on our website, the service website. Thank you, Carol. Next slide. Sorry, guys. Close your eyes. Oh, dear. There we go. Delegate resources, Carol.
Okay, so we already talked about Slack. And some people really, it bothers them if they have trouble trying, if they're on more than one Slack, a workspace especially, they have trouble finding their way back to WSO. But it really is helpful to sort of know what's going on with the WSO and with the committees and so on. And just to talk to each other about this. So the delegate training subcommittee email, you can see there, is dtsc@acawso.org. And the service website for DTSC is https://acawso.org. That's our blue, website. That is our business side. /category/delegate-training. And that will get you to the service website for DTSC for delegate training. And could you move it up a little bit? Because I am on my phone and I can see delegate training session recordings. And the,
sorry, what we Carol, already it's done. It's a PowerPoint presentation. I can't toggle the screen on the PowerPoint.
Okay, I just want to make sure that
the same as the first bullet.
Okay, what we already discussed, that the 2021 ABC delegate information, and that's all I can see. That's where it will be on the Slack channel. So I guess that's our Slack channel for that. So that's all. So that's the last check mark?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm done.
That's all the resources.
Oh, goody.
You are done.
any questions for this first time person doing this? Or anybody else? No question.
Good to go.
Yeah.
No questions. That's great. I mean, I'm hoping that means we're clear.
Either that or we scared them to death.
Got a lot of information to go.
Okay. All right. So I'll take it from here, Carol. Thank you so much. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Great job. you might get to do the entire one next time.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, back to general delegate information, the term of service. You may be wondering, how long do I have to do this role? Right now, our OPPM suggests a two-year commitment, usually first year as a delegate serving to the ABC, you're getting your feet wet. And then the second year, you have a pretty much a grasp. And then we hope, in the interest and of spirit of rotation, that you'd be a buddy after you rotate out of that service role and help someone else to enjoy the experience of being a delegate to the ABC. However, your term is ultimately up to yourself and your group members. So there's nothing set in stone that says you must perform the service for X amount of time. As you know, all of our service work is volunteer, and your commitment is for you to serve as you feel that you can in the capacity that you need to serve your group and the fellowship. So that will cover that. And the next item are the 12 concepts for ACA World Service and our 12 traditions of ACA. The 12 concepts, hopefully many of you have heard of them at least, or are familiar with them. They govern our World Service organization to conduct business for our fellowship, and our 12 traditions govern how we interact together as a group and guide us and have our principles there. So for delegates, it's great if you are familiar with these two pieces, these two documents for our ABC. They're very, very helpful to you as an individual and when you're at the meeting for many reasons, just to be a part of. Everyone is responsible for how safe our meetings are. So when we are aware of the guiding traditions and the concepts, we can speak to them if they are not happening, which is why it's good to be aware of them. So I welcome you to, I'm sure everyone knows our 12 traditions, but the concepts may be a little bit vague. And we do have a concept study group that does run. It's a committee that does meet, and they are having speakers every month this year. So they've done, Mary Jo actually will be speaking next week on concept 3 at our concept study committee group. So I just wanted to let everyone know that. It's they are in our BRB. Please have a look at them. They are very helpful for the purposes of the ABC. Thank you.
Rena, also in the handbook.
They are in the handbook. Thank you. Thank you. Rena, go ahead.
How do we get information on the Zoom number, the contact information for the 12 concepts?
This I can definitely post. If you are on Slack, I can post it in the Slack channel. Or if you prefer email, I can definitely email you the information.
I'd prefer email. I'm still figuring out Slack.
Okay.
Thanks.
Perfect, Rini. I will do that for you. I will get that information for you about that.
Thank you. Great. Thanks.
Nancy?
Hi. Thanks for your service. Are the previous conversations about the concepts, the 12 concepts, recorded so a member could go and listen to those on their own? Or are they one time only?
They are recorded speaker meetings. So the speaker of the month is recorded, and they have posted January speaker and February speaker.
And where have they posted those?
They are on the service website. The exact location I'd have to find.
Okay, I will.
But that's easy to find.
But thank you for that information.
You're welcome. Any additional questions about what we just discussed? Okay, thank you. Mary Jo, you get the floor.
Okay. I have to say goodbye at this time, but Mary Jo and Cheryl are completely capable of answering any IT questions.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Brad. Yes. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you for your service so much. Yep. Mary Jo and I do serve on the IT committee, so thank you so much for reminding us. Take it away, Mary Jo.
Okay. At Not to the actual event. There are several roles that are filled throughout the event. There is a conference chair, which is, we actually still need someone to be conference chair. I was chair last year. The qualifications for that are that you've actually attended an ABC before and that you're willing to follow the agenda and so on. Anyway, so we need that. And then there will also be a vice chair to help. And we have a parliamentarian from outside of the organization. It's actually someone from Florida who's in AA, and she filled that role for us last year and it was very good. We don't follow Robert's rules strictly, and I'll get into that in a few minutes, but we do follow some parts of that. And so she's there to help with that. We need also a secretary for the ABC. It's not the, previously it has frequently been the board secretary, but it really should be someone independent of that. And so we need someone to fill that role, which is essentially throughout the ABC, taking notes about votes and so on, but everything is recorded. So there's always a way to recoup and then eventually doing the minutes for the ABC. Then the board members will be there and the delegates, all of you, and there will be IT support throughout. Those are the essential roles or the main roles for the event itself. Cheryl, I'd like to share my screen. So if you could.
Yeah, you can click on new share and you can share your screen, or did you want me to stop share?
Okay. All right. Let me see. All right. Now that I've said I want to do that, I can't. It's not showing up. Let me try again. All right. One more try. Okay. What I'm going to share is last year's agenda. It's not this year's agenda, but it's going to be similar in terms of structure. Or things might be moved around a little bit, but there'll be the introduction and the greeting and the approval of the minutes from last year. So one of the things that if you get a chance, please, those are also already posted on the service website under the 2020 ABC. Then there will be the beginning of reports. The treasurer especially and some of the committee chairs will have breaks. There'll be question and answer time. And then somewhere along the way, and they're trying to set it up a little bit differently to hopefully make it easier for delegates globally to participate time zone wise. But the whatever ballot proposals receive at least 60% of the vote, that is a positive yes vote, those items will be on the agenda. And then each item will be discussed individually. There will be time for just a general overview of the proposal. And then the delegation will decide whether that needs to be moved forward. And that happens if somebody actually makes a motion about that proposal. And if the motion is seconded, then we move into sort of a more of a parliamentary procedure thing where there's time for discussion. A vote is taken. If there's a minority opinion, that is heard, and then a vote may be retaken. Something that we introduced last year as part of the process is that we took a vote also to see whether the delegation felt that the proposal as written was something that they could support, or whether it needed some work. And that's when we decided, before last year, we decided to do these breakout discussions at the end of the day. So if a proposal went into a breakout discussion venue, then delegates could decide, depending on how many breakout discussions there ended up being, which one that they wanted to talk to or to be part of. That's how the proposals are handled. They're started on day one, and then there will be breakout discussions
as noted. There's also, by the end of day one, a call for floor motions. So if someone has a motion that they would like that they believe is time sensitive, that they would like the delegation to entertain, they can submit it to the secretary by the end of the first day. Now, an example of that was something that happened in 2018 in Toronto, where the annual business conference was scheduled to be in Sweden for 2019, but the ACA World Convention, the AWC, was not at that point going to be held there also. But some of the delegates felt that it didn't, it felt unfair to not have the AWC as part of the ABC that are adjacent to it. And so there was a floor motion and it was entertained and it was actually, a vote was taken and the ABC directed that the AWC did go to Sweden that year. So that was a floor motion that had time sensitivity because it needed to be acted on quickly. Something that's long-term, it's fine if a motion is made, but it may not actually, then the floor motion may not actually be entertained. And those floor motions then are published at the beginning of the second day. And a decision is then made about whether they are time sensitive or not. So will they be entertained that day? There are then other things that happen throughout the ABC. There will be something talking about volunteerism in service for ACA, WSO. Other types of things we won't need or we won't know until the agenda is published. The coronavirus discussion probably won't happen this year because everybody knows what it's all about. We're a year into this. And so that won't happen. But the ballots that were not completed on day one will be finished. The floor motions then also will be worked on and the are worked through, whether they become, like I said, if they're time urgent, then they may be acted on during the ABC. If not, they will be referred to the board. The next thing on this agenda, which happens at near the end of the ABC, is that the board is ratified. Each individual board member will be voted on by the delegation, whether they are accepted in their role for the following year. And they will each, before that, they'll each have a chance to introduce themselves. There may be four or five new board members coming onto the ABC, or coming onto the board at the ABC. We have one raised hand, Julianne.
Will there, thank you, Mary Jo, will there be information in the delegate handbook about the new board members to be voted on?
It'll be in the binder, the okay. ABC binder.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then that's essentially the what will be part of the ABC. There are other motions that may be entertained during the ABC are things like literature items that the literature committee would like approval for in their various forms. Other committees may present motions, but there will be a piece that you will get eventually about modified Roberts rules. There was a modified Roberts rules for last year. It's been changed a little bit, and so you'll get a new copy of that. But exactly how things work through the any motion process. And okay. The other thing, just in general, and I sort of alluded to this, or I said it earlier, ballot proposals that are voted on in the ballot and receive 60% affirmative votes will be on the agenda. It does not mean that they'll actually become motions. It depends on the delegation.
And it also may depend on whether by the time we get to the ABC, what maybe the board has acted on these motions. And so they're done. And so a motion at the ABC may not be necessary because of that. So there's a number of things that can happen. But that's essentially the process through the ABC. It's a long 2 days. There will be breaks. Unfortunately, we won't have the kinds of fun activities in person like we had that Adelina did for us in Toronto. But we may have some fun activities at the breaks that we can do virtually. This is the story. So what questions you have about the ABC, the actual event? All right, and we will have, Cheryl will mention later in the slide presentation, there will be a mock proposal session, two of them actually, on the Sunday before the ABC. So we'll have an opportunity to work through that proposal process. Okay. Tony.
Hi, Madam Jo. Just wanted to ask about the buddy system. When is that going to be implemented or started? And how are we going to do it this year?
Cheryl, do you want to speak to the buddy system?
Sure, I can. Thank you, Tony, for the question. So last year, the way we did the buddy system was you emailed the delegate training subcommittee, and I worked at connecting people, delegates who either served before. So I reached out to the delegation and members and asked who would be willing to be a delegate and paired people up. I'm going to say, you know, maybe less than 10 new delegates contacted us for that. It is there. It started, I'm thinking, a few years back. I do remember it when I started. Right now, you know, you email us and we do our best to connect you with someone. And then if there is no one directly available, of course, members within the committee, there's always going to be a member that will be available to help with things, questions, directing you, and that sort of thing.
So, Cheryl, would we just email you or Slack you if we are available to be a buddy?
That would be great. I kept track on the back end. Okay. Yes. So, contact Delegate Training Subcommittee. Is to be clear, contact Delegate Training Subcommittee via Slack or by email, and we'll do our best to pair people up.
Thanks.
Anybody here who's willing to be a delegate buddy, please also let me know if you've done the role before and like to offer that service. That would be helpful.
Would you like us to put our name in chat right now in our email, or?
It would be easier to directly Slack me or directly email me. Yep. That would be helpful.
Thank you,
Tony.
Okay.
Adelina, go ahead.
Yes. What would be the role of the body system? Like how can more experienced delegate help a newer delegate? Can you explain, please?
I can. Mary Jo, did you want to say anything? I can answer that question.
The question is, how will they help each other? Is that it?
Yeah. What's the role?
Well, it's primarily to be there to answer any questions that the new delegate might have about, procedure or whatever, or, you know, what to expect, or, I would imagine, am I doing this right kind of thing? Questions like that, based on your experience, then you can help with that.
Thank you.
Tony?
I kind of feel like it's mostly to calm a new delegate's nerves down, and for them not to be so petrified of the service and to sit back really and enjoy it and take it in. And it's a wonderful experience, but when that fear comes in, we get all messed up. So really, it's a very supportive way to support a new delegate and answering questions as much as we can as a buddy for the new delegate is a really nice way to do service for the ABC. So it works both ways, really. The younger delegate really helps the older delegate just yep. by being another fellow adult traveler. So it's pretty steady to steady your nerves, really. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. Yeah, I would say this is progress, not perfection. So attending an ABC, for anyone who has never been, it can be an overwhelming experience. However, for me, I can share it was the process, watching the process, being a part of it, maybe not knowing every detail at my first ABC, just being in there, letting whatever I didn't understand, let it go, and then just take in what I could, because it can be overwhelming. But the process is just magnificent to watch how a group of us, our members, just come together respectfully, going through business, dedicated and committed to the betterment of our fellowship ultimately. So it is a beautiful process, even if it's just to be there and be a part of it, if that's at the minimum what we can do. All right. I don't see any other hands up. And I guess we can continue.
Back to PowerPoint.
All right. Important dates for us. Well, today was our first training session, and we will have three more. And we did our best to divide them, Sundays and Saturdays. So our next training session will be Saturday, March 27th. And ideally, it's about an hour and a half. So if you know any delegates or you want to come back and just sit in, that's okay. Spread the word. But the delegate training sessions are a great way to bring us together, ask the questions, learn a little bit, take it in. And so I definitely encourage you to listen to the recording when it becomes available, or you know, just pop into another. They are open, no registration for our training sessions. The next major event would be our mock proposal sessions. These are fantastic ways to have an experience of the ABC, where it's a training. So we actually go through a proposal and the process of what that looks like. So we will have a mock proposal prepared, and the delegates will come together, and we'll go through the process of how we discuss a proposal at the ABC, so that by the time you get to the ABC, you understand the process a little better. And two sessions are held on that day. I believe they're about an hour and a half. And I highly encourage, if you could get to one of those, it would be great. Because we are online, we are doing this a week prior, which means the recording may be available within the week if you're unable to attend. That's our goal, is to have the recording available for people before the actual ABC. And the delegates meet and greet is an opportunity for new delegates, previous delegates, to come out and just get acquainted. with each other. Usually there's an activity or two or three, and we just get to know each other personally and remember that we are people doing our best, and it can be a fun time, you know, learning to play and have fun. All work and no play makes for a dull day. So highly suggest getting out to that if possible. Don't believe that is recorded. I don't believe we record that one. No. And because that's just really fun. Usually in a face-to-face ABC, this would be the night before. It's the night before, and we just gather together and get acquainted. And then, of course, actually, the most important.
Cheryl, when we're in person, we usually do it the night before. And when we're trying to decide what time to do it this year, we did decide to do it at 1 Eastern. Hopefully, that's the time that most people can make it. But
we tried to pop this into a time where worldwide majority could make it. We know virtual ABC is impossible to accommodate 24 time zones, but we're doing our best. So I love the meet and greet myself. The ABC conference, the important dates, Saturday and Sunday. This is the first time that I'm aware that we are holding our business conference on a weekend. The board decided to separate the weekends due to the virtual aspect. It's a lot of screen time. We did it last year. We have a lot of troopers. And we did 4 days. Yeah, 4 days online straight. So this was a godsend to have it separated over 2 weekends. So the ABC will be the April 24th and 25th. And the annual World Convention will be the following weekend, May 1st. And second, I believe you. Yes, Carol, go ahead.
Yes, well, it's not the first time it's been on a weekend. It's until the annual World Conference began to be along with it. It was always on that last weekend of, unless Easter got in the way, it was always the last weekend. So it was always Saturday and Sunday. Around the 24th or 25th or whatever the last two dates would have been. My question to you is that 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern?
Eastern, yes. Times are Eastern.
No.
Just for everyone. I know. And this may change. This is what I know. This is as of today, March 14th. This is our information. Be aware that changes do happen. So I just want to let everybody know that Slack and if there's any changes, it'll be on Slack as well as by email to our delegation for sure. And thank you for the historical account, because I thought it might have been on the weekend, but in my lifetime with ACA, it has not been. So thank you, Carol, for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Any questions? Okay. No, I do not see any hands raised. So we are entering our question and answers section. If there's, we'll take questions and answers overall, and we'll share websites. If anybody needs clarification, I can share the handbook as well as a few other websites on our resources and preparation. We'll go through that now. If you have a question, please raise your virtual hand. Julianne, go ahead.
I know that we were the board. I've heard that we're going to be ratifying committee chair and vice chairs also. Will that take place in that same block of time?
No, the committee chairs and vice chairs will be ratified at the time of them presenting their individual committee reports.
Thank you.
Michael?
Hi. So this question is not about the business meeting. It's about the World Conference, and I'm sorry to digress, but can you explain just kind of briefly what goes on over the course of the World Conference weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
The ACA World Convention the following weekend? Yes.
Yes, you wanted.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It will be a continuous series of workshops and speakers and panel discussions and so on that you can attend. You have to pre-register for the AWC, but as far as the individual meetings, Cheryl, I don't know that they have to register unless there's a limit to the number of people that can be in any one session, which I don't think there is when we do it virtually. So, yeah.
Follow-up question is, how many people attended the World Conference last year?
Well, there were well over 1,000 who were registered. I'm not sure of the actual attendance at any one time, but it went 24 hours around the clock, I believe. So, I don't have.
I recall they averaged, they did an average at any one time, there was about between 250 and 350, 250 to 350 participants at any one session. The total attendance was, I think, close to 1,000 in actual clicks of who actually were there and present. Yeah.
First time
we did it virtually, they anticipate it to be doubled or quadrupled this year. And there will be registration. And the registration is just to give you a unique link to the convention. Don't know if there'll be a fee or a suggested Seventh Tradition donation for that. I don't think there's a fee. There may be just a suggested Seventh Tradition. Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Any additional questions? I don't see anybody there, but what I can do is share the delegate handbook for everyone to see. This is a new publication for us. We just completed it this year. The subcommittee worked on it diligently. And so we are obviously looking for feedback, but for this year, this is what it will be. And it really just took most of what was in our binder, put it together, and then we added a lot of information that was not in the binder that we felt a delegate should be aware of or have a review of or anything like that. I can quickly just let me see if I can the table of contents briefly, but it's about 16 pages. It's digital. I can say, please have a review of that. It may answer many of your questions or concerns before, going to anybody or asking anything. But of course, please know that we are here to help you in this service role, in this very appreciated service role at our ABC.
This is Carol. One of the things that I realized after, I guess it was yesterday, when the person who normally during our face-to-face ABCs comes up with the paper that we have to carry around in the delegate binder. And he was saying that he's so happy that the handbook section is now taken out of there because he didn't have to mess with that this year. So I think that will continue to be, I guess, two separate pieces of things, but we won't have to carry around that heavy binder next time we get to see each other in person, I think.
Probably what will happen is that when we were going to be face-to-face last year in Florida, which we weren't, leading up to that, you could buy a copy of the binder and pay extra for it. Otherwise, it would be a PDF that you could download. So that will probably be the same thing in the future for those of us who might want to have it.
Oh, that's good, because it's heavy. It's heavy. If you can carry it around in your computer, it's better, or your cell phone.
Yeah, are there any questions from anybody at this time around this handbook? It is new, so we don't know how it's going to be received by the delegation. However, we hope it serves its purpose, which is to prepare and answer many of the questions that may come up and arise as a new delegate or even a delegate who has served in the past.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Just trying to think. I need to show them another. I wanted to show them a website, the convention website. Okay. I think the takeaways, I'd like to just go through the takeaways, no questions. I think maybe there's no questions because maybe sometimes we don't know what we need to know. So I'd say the takeaways from today would be that you need to be a registered meeting, part of a registered meeting, and register for ABC at our convention website. And get familiar with the proposals and the delegate handbook. And attend the mock proposal. Those would be my three takeaways. Mary Jo and Carol, would you like to offer some takeaways for our delegates today?
Well, the reading, just make sure you do all the reading and are prepared, especially the readings for the things that will be presented on the agenda and at the ABC, because if there is any literature there, you want to be able to read the whole thing and really digest whether you approve of it the way it is or, you know, want to have changes. Basically, that's it. And just get a good idea in your head of what this is all about, why we're doing this, and, you know, who you are. What you represent. The concept that I was looking at today was the final response is number one. It's the final responsibility and the ultimate authority for ACA World Services should always reside in the collective conscience of our whole fellowship. And that's who you are, right, when you go to the ABC. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Joe?
Ballot proposals are due. The ballots are due at the end of March. I didn't mention that. Hopefully everybody knows that. They'll be published. The results will be published, I think, by April 3rd. And even if they make it onto the ABC agenda, a takeaway is they may not end up as a motion. It depends on a lot of factors. But most of them do. And the other thing is it's 3:30 it's 3:30 Eastern time. Everything at the ABC is run like a clock. And so our time is about up, Cheryl.
Thank you, Mary Jo. Well, I'd love to have everyone join me in a moment of silence as we close our training session today with the ACA Serenity Prayer. May we have this moment now. ACA Serenity Prayer. God, higher power.
Higher power.
Grant me the serenity.
The serenity.
To accept the people
I cannot change.
The courage to change the one I can.
And the wisdom to know that one is me.
Thank you, everyone, for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a great afternoon.
Thank you all very much.
You're very welcome.
Great job.
Thank you all. This was so helpful. Thank you for your service.
Thank you all very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.